howdy, friends. Yes, sir, this is your old range rider, Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads, sitting right here under the old pine tree down by the trail, and we'd like to have you come down and visit with us for the next 14 and a half minutes. We're going to be around, play a few tunes here. We've got a lot of things we want to talk to you about. So just stick around and make yourself at home. Well, thank you, boys. Thank you. Yes, sir. And by George, pleasant day to all of you out there, friends. We just receiving a lot of fan mail, just getting a lot of cards and letters. And, boy, we really got a good offer here for you. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a few minutes. It's something extra special, and I wish that it was so that I could personally put one of these books in every home. I'm going to tell you all about it in a few minutes. We're going to do several good old hymns today, and I want all you old-timers just to gather around there and just make yourself comfortable and stay with us, because we're going to tell you just how the forest and the flame comes in with the Bible. And we're going to let you know more about that in just a minute. First, we're going to get things started off here with, I believe, one of Red Foley's tunes. And Red does a mighty good job on this tune, and we're going to try to do it. We've had a lot of requests for it, so here it is, and I'll try to sing it. Lay Down Your Soul. Travel the highway, some true brother, go slow. There's a dangerous curve ahead. Take the straight and the narrow road. Don't turn from the way. At his feet, give up your sins. Lay down your soul. Lay down your soul before your maker. Lay down your worldly goods and gold. Let Jesus know you need his mercy. At his feet, give up your sins, lay down your soul. On your journey to Beulah Land, don't fall by the way. There'll be sins on every hand. Be led by temptation, you will hear the angels sing. At his feet, give up your sins, lay down your soul. Lay down your soul before your maker. Lay down your worldly goods and gold. Let Jesus know. At his feet, give up your sins, lay down your soul. Take your burdens and worries, lay them all at his feet. He will lead the pain to bear. Put your trust in the Savior and his glory you'll see. At his feet, give up your sins, lay down your soul. Lay down your soul before your maker. Lay down your worldly goods and gold. Let Jesus know. At his feet, give up your sins, lay down your soul. Well, thank you, boys. Thank you. Robert was helping me there on the course of that tune, friends, and we sincerely hope that you enjoyed it just a whole lot there. Now, friends, I want to tell you about a feller that I know most of you already know this, if you just stop to think. Tell you about the feller that used to set the woods on fire. Every year, he'd burn off the woods. And somehow or another, he just quit. He quit. He just quit all that foolishness. Now, he didn't quit because somebody told him that he is doing the wrong thing, that he is doing a lot of harm, or he didn't quit because his wife used to fuss at him about it, and all that sort of stuff. That ain't the reason he quit. But he quit because that man was a God-fearing man, and he finally got the Word of God right. He got it from his preacher, and he thought enough about the sins of woods burning and to preach a whole sermon about it. This preacher did out there in that little old country church on a Sunday morning, and everything peaceful and quiet out there in the country. And this preacher preached a whole sermon on woods burning and how it comes into the Bible there. He tells all about the trees in the woods and what happens to them when you burn them up and abuse them and waste them. And the Bible uses fire as a sign of wickedness. We all know that. And that's why that man quit burning the woods. Isaiah said, for wickedness burneth as the fire. It devoureth as the briar and the thorns. Yea, it kindleth in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord host is the land darkened, and the people shall be as the fuel of the fire. No man shall spare his brother. Now that's it. And in St. John, in the Revelation, it says, hurt not the earth nor the trees. And in Exodus, it's written just as plain as the nose on your face. If a fire break out and catch us in the thorns, so that the stacks of corn or the standing corn or the fields be consumed therewith, he that kindleth the fire shall surely make restitution. Now that's it, friends, just in plain English in writing, and you can see it for yourself. And it all ties in and it all adds up. And all of you know that we don't have any of the big timber anymore, the big old timber. It's all gone. You know, the great big old virgin pines and all that, they all gone. They've just been cut down and nobody's planted them back and they're gone. It all adds up and it's right in the Bible there. It's fulfilling. We've got to do something about it. Here's another song, friends. I believe Robert and Slim's going to sing this one. Another beautiful old hymn that we've picked out for you today. We hope you enjoy it. They're going to do a duet on this tune. And want to dedicate it to all the mothers out there listening. And my mother likes this tune. God bless her. I hope she's listening and enjoys it too. And they're going to sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in
Thank you, boys. Thank you. I hope that you all enjoyed that fine old hymn there. And it's just, tell you, it brings back old days when we used to have the all-day singing in the dinner on the ground. You know, it really, everybody just had a swell time then. You know, friends, I told you we had something for you here free. It's all free. We want you to have it. We really want you to have it. Your State Forestry Service boys there and Uncle Sam's Forestry Service has made it possible for you to have this little book. And it tells all about FAR. Now this new book does. And how it's written in the Bible there. It mixes the trees and the forest fires and wood fires and all that right in with the Bible. And just how you're supposed to take care of these trees and keep them free from fires. And your own State Forestry Service there will send you one of these little books. Now this is a real fine book with a lot of pictures. And you'll really value this book a whole lot, and we want you to have it. Now, here's what you do to get this little book, friends. It's all free. Don't cost you a thing. You just write to me. Write to me and care of the station that you're now listening to, Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads, and you write me a penny postcard asking for this little book. And we'll just be glad to send you one of them. And when you get it, you sit down there and you'll read it from cover to cover. And just get the biggest kick out of it. It's really a nice book, and we want you to have it. And Uncle Sam's Forestry Service wants you to have it. And the State Forestry boys, they want you to have it. And you'll want to have it, too. So just write me a penny postcard or letter. That's all you got to do. Address your penny postcard or letter to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station which you're now listening, and we'll send you this little book. We're going to feature Deacon on this next tune. It's a mighty pretty tune. Deacon does a good job on Hawaiian numbers, and he's going to do this next tune for all the friends out there that likes Hawaiian music. He's picked out a pretty tune, Hawaiian Isles. you, Deacon. Thank you there, dear. How are you now? Ain't that a pretty tune? Deacon does a good job on it, too. Friends, you just notice when you go to church there on Sunday, you just notice how often the preacher there, he'll mention about fire. That's something to be dreaded. I'll tell you, everybody dreads fire. You can find a man, I don't care how brave he is, he might stand up and fight a den of wildcats or a circle saw. But when fire turns up there, well, he'll shun that. That's one thing that'll make the bravest man in the world ruin is fire. And you'll find it all along in the Bible, just like we just got through telling you there. And we want you to have this little book that I was telling you about. It's all free, and we want you to read it. And when you get through reading it and all, maybe there's some friend of yours that possibly didn't get one or maybe missed out on this broadcast and didn't know about it and all, you can pass it on to him. I know you'll want him to read it. All you do to get this book, friends, don't forget it, just write to me. Write to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station that you're now listening to. And we'll just be glad to send you this little book. It just don't cost you a thing. So keep that in mind. And sit down right now. Don't put it off. Sit down right now and write us a penny postcard or letter and let us send you this little book. We want you to have it. Well, we're about to run out of time here. We're just about to run out of time. We're going to have to shove on down the trail. We've enjoyed sitting around here under the old pine tree, though, playing for you, friends. And we come to you just ever so often here on this same station. And if you listen to the announcer, when we go off there, he'll let you know just what day we'll be back. And we'd sure like to have you come down the trail there with us and set a spell. And we'll play the request that you like to hear or try. And don't forget to get them cards and letters in the mail today. We want to hear from you. Just send them to Jelly Elliott and the Three Knotheads in care of the station in which you're now listening. We're going to have to go, friends, but before we go, I'd like to leave this thought for the day. Like that poet feller says, only God can make a tree. Well, it looks like we ought to be able to carry out our end of the load and keep fires from burning it up. Friends, we've really enjoyed visiting with you. Hope that you've enjoyed it just half as much as we have. And don't forget, this is Jelly Elliott, the old woods rider, and we'll be back with you. Just listen to the announcer, and he'll let you know. Friends, in the meantime, remember, only you can prevent woods fire.